Right now, the temperature at 67 degrees has gone up 3 degrees in the past hour. We do have showers that appear to be ending in our area. Ladies and gentlemen, let us bring in Pat Pagano to give us the truth. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, and the truth is they are on the way out, and it'll turn partly sunny today, and the high will be 80. Tonight, after midnight, showers and thunderstorms on the way in, mid-60s. Some of the rain could get heavy by tomorrow morning. Showers and thunderstorms for the first part of Thursday, then some sun during the afternoon, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Friday, low 80s. Showers and a thunderstorm Saturday, 70. Some sun with a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, and the highs will be in the mid-70s. So the weekend is not without some wetness.
Yeah, but it's so nice. It's warm this morning.
Well, 67 degrees. Yeah, that's pretty warm for this hour of the morning at this time of the year. You're not complaining, though.
No, I got my shorts on, and I got a nice light shirt on, and because the heavy rain already went past, so it's just showers.
Right, and that's on its way out.
Yeah.
Very, very shortly. In fact, I haven't looked at the radar in a while. I'll tell you why in a second. Just happened to be a very surprising morning, to say the least. That's what happens when you don't work with... when you don't work for the government. Most of the shower activity right now, from what I could tell, if you're listening to us in Hudson, you have some showers now. And if you're listening to us in Pittsfield, Mass, you have some showers. But elsewhere, no. There is a line of showers and thunderstorms from Rhode Island down through Montauk, and all of that is moving out. So the shower activity, for the most part, is over and done with. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, might we get a pop-up thunderstorm this afternoon?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it. The next batch of rain will come in, as I said, after midnight tonight. So I get up my usual time this in the morning, 2:45, mm-hmm. and I come into the weather center and sit down. And usually what I do is I start looking at the computer models. First, I look at all the computer models, and I'm looking at the graphics first. And after I see that, then I start working on the forecast. And we have what we call raw data from the models to work on the forecast. These, I mean, of course, after a while, you know what to look for. But it's just, if you were to look at it, you'd say, oh, my goodness. It's nothing but letters and numbers. Yeah, it is. But they all are coded, and they all stand for things, different things. So I put in our identifier for our area, hit the return button, and it says cannot load. Do you want to retry? I hit retry, get the same error message. I said, all right, fine. Let me try a different site that I have for this data, and I try that, and I get the same exact thing. Say, what is going on? The National Weather Service has changed their data stream, and that form is no longer available, and you have to go to their site and start flying around their site to find what you need. Now, mind you, folks, I don't have that much time in the morning to start doing this.
Yeah.
So I'm going off the graphic models, and I'm doing the best I can, but I'm running late. And then I just emailed my most dependable person that works here, Anthony Martella, and he gets up early because of his son, who's not a year old yet, so he gets up real early before he goes to work, and within about a half hour, he emailed me back, and he's got a site that brings me all of the data again in the form that I needed, so now I'm back to where I would have started at 3 o'clock this morning. Isn't that nice? At least it was resolved, right, Marshall?
Yeah.
So now I have a question for you.
Yes.
Friday. This Friday.
Yeah.
The last in a series of Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm going to wait for it to come to streaming, but yeah, I'm going to be interesting to see how they wrap it up.
Because some of the trailers look unbelievable. I mean, it looks so action packed, it's so funny. I am in awe of dinosaurs, and when Jurassic Park first came out, I wanted to believe so much that what they did, they could do today, and we could have dinosaurs roaming the earth again. Now, obviously, maybe not in our lifetime, but maybe in somebody else's lifetime, that could happen again. But wouldn't it be nice for us to be able to clone dinosaurs and then take them, as they did in Super 8 Spielberg, and that was an alien, obviously, and transport them in trains to places and countries that we don't like and release them.
The problem here is you get some dinosaurs roaming around, and pretty soon they will become extinct.
Well, I said we're going to bring them to other countries that we don't particularly care for, which I'm not mentioning any names, and that would take care of the whole thing, wouldn't it?
It's an interesting proposition. The only dinosaurs I really like are Godzilla.
Well, I know, but it's a dinosaur, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a dinosaur.
And he never did anything wrong, Godzilla.
Well,
he really didn't.
In a few movies he did. The first movie he did, it was when he first came out he destroyed Tokyo and some cities like that. But since then, he's redeemed himself. Or herself, I mean. But the latest string of Godzilla movies, wrapping up with Godzilla versus King Kong, were really the best ones. The last four Godzilla movies in a row, were really, really good. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that franchise in the future.
I was just going to ask you that. Are there going to be any more Godzilla movies?
You would think so, because they get millions of views. People like to go to go see them. Yeah. So normally they'll wait a couple of years and then they'll go back to it. They'll come up with something else. But Godzilla is one of those phenomena that it's generational. It's generational.
I think somebody has to come up with. I mean, let's face it. We've redone King Kong more than once, okay? And I do like King Kong, because I really feel that. I really feel that the last one they did a phenomenal job on. But somebody's got to come up with another movie like Frankenstein. But adapted to this time.
Well, yeah, that's it. But think about King Kong and Godzilla. What's the monster movies? Okay.
Yeah.
And think about when I was a kid, five, six years old. They both hit the scene, the movie scene. Now I'm 69, and you know what? Audiences still love them.
Still love them.
How many generations have they gone through? I mean, I liked them as a kid. Then I had kids. That generation. Then now I've got grandchildren that are going to be exposed to it. It's really amazing when you think about it.
It really is. It really is. And they'll never know what Frankenstein, the Wolfman, the Mummy. They'll never know what those monsters were about. But let's face it, we've redone the Wolfman, we've redone the Mummy, and we really have not done Frankenstein.
No. But I'll tell you what, the Wolfman always scared me. That original Wolfman
Yeah, it did.
That always scared me. And you know what? The Frankenstein, I liked Frankenstein, the movie, but I wasn't scared by it, but Wolfman scared me.
I agree with you. And the moon and the howling of the wolf, right? And the way he turned, he transformed. Yeah, that was scary. But you know what scared me with Frankenstein as a kid? When they raised the body up with the lightning.
Yeah.
And you know, and that whole thing, and it's like, I remember as a kid, I was like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? And they bring him back down, and then his fingers start to move. It's like, oh my God, you know, you really believed it as a kid.
The good old days, you know, Godzilla. Any, you know, there was three movies that affected me. The Wolfman, because at night, the howling, whenever there was a full moon, I was scared. Godzilla first appeared in a thunderstorm. And destroyed a town. So whenever there were thunderstorms when I was a kid, I always we worried that Godzilla would come over the hill. And then there was a movie, The Crawling Eye.
I remember that.
And The Crawling Eye just always, to this day, my bedroom set up so there's not a window behind me because that movie.
You're still nervous about
that. Those are the three movies that got me the most. As a kid. Explains who I am today.
And what about The Tinkler?
The what?
The Tinkler.
Oh, that was pretty good, too. Yeah, that was pretty
with
good,
Vincent
too.
With Vincent Price?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the Tinkler forecast.
And it's very simple. Gray sky's going to clear up today. More rain tonight late for the first half of tomorrow. Then it clears up tomorrow afternoon. It's nice on Friday, but unfortunately, showers are possible this weekend.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with our weather forecast and our monster report.